Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to talk about Christ in you, the hope of glory. And I think one of the most important revelations that I think oftentimes is overlooked. I mean, we talked about the first one, which I think is the love of God. You can never silk on that enough. But I think the other one is that, as a believer, when we receive Jesus into our lives, God comes to live on the inside of us. I mean, he takes residence through the Holy Spirit in our hearts, in our lives, and that's an amazing thing. But yet we continue sometimes to live life without that revelation, that understanding. And Paul said it like this in Colossians 1, 27. He said, "To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery." What's the mystery? Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, the hope of glory revealed. And I think what's encouraging about this is that when the church truly awakens to the fullness of this revelation, we're going to see the church do some really amazing, great exploits. I mean, we really are. Daniel says that those who know their God will do great exploits. And, and I'm not talking about the church, a building. The building's not going to do exploits. I'm talking about the people of God. When we come together and get this. And I think that a lot of times one of the reasons that we don't see it happening is because a lot of things, I think, are done sometimes maybe in the arm of the flesh. I mean, it's just like we have maybe good ideas, but we're missing a God idea. It didn't originate in the heart of God. And I think that we're living in a day and age that we don't need any more good ideas. We need God ideas. We need those that originate not in the mind of man, but thoughts that originate in the mind of God, and that God reveals to us so that we can walk them out on the face of the earth that he has entrusted to us. And when we grasp this, we have the ability to choose how to basically release the glory of God in our lives, and we begin to follow the Lord's leadings, the Lord's promptings, what he tells us to do, and what he tells us to say and where to go. So in essence, we become God's eyes. We become his hands. We become his feet, his voice. Because, he lives on the inside of us. we are his ambassadors on the face of this earth. And, when I pause and think about this, the truth is that God is always speaking. The question is, have we desired enough to pause and to really think about or hear, tune our ears to hear what it is that he is saying? I mean, he's speaking. He speaks all the time. But are we listening? Are we desiring to hear? And then when we do hear, are we actually obeying it? Because the worst thing we can do is go from message to message, hearing word upon word, and then we do nothing with what God has already shared with us, what God has already told us, and we just kind of stack another revelation or another teaching on the shelf, but we don't do what God has told us to do. I mean, that's not a good thing. It's really simple. When it breaks down to it is, hear his voice and do what he says.
Right.
Hear and obey. And God has a desire to reveal himself in you, to you, and through you. And what we get to do is we get to partner with God. We get to walk with him. And I love the scriptures in 1 Corinthians 6:17. It says, "But he who unites himself with the Lord is one spirit with him." Think about that. We have the chance to walk in oneness, to walk in unity with God. And when we walk in oneness and unity with him, we receive that we have the mind of Christ, and it's no longer about our agenda, but his agenda. When we get back from this break, we're going to begin to kind of just talk about this more, because, there's no such thing as a boring Christian life. Every single day is a day of adventure, because The Holy Spirit is with us. We're walking Christ in us, the hope of glory. We can begin to be God's eyes, mm-hmm. His ears, His hands, His feet, and we can love people as God empowers us to do that. And we're talking about Christ in you, the hope of glory. If you are a Christian, a believer, Jesus Christ lives on the inside of you through the Holy Spirit. And He desires, right, for us for Him to reveal Himself in us, to us, and through us to others. And I think about this scripture really just blows me away, because the verse before that says, "He who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her." But then the very next verse says, but he who unites himself with God is one spirit with Him." And to think that if a physical union can cause oneness, imagine what the spiritual union, what the oneness that a spiritual union can produce. Mm-hmm. And that's what God has called us to be. He's called us to be one with Him. What an amazing privilege that God, and we talked about this in a previous program, the Creator ties Himself to the creation. I mean, normally, someone that creates something, there's such a large chasm between, obviously, the person that is talented and gifted to create something with the actual creation. The creation points to the Creator, but it's just this huge chasm. When you think about God, He ties Himself to His creation. He ties mm-hmm. Himself to us. He's bound by love, mm-hmm. and then He takes up residence on the inside of man for those who receive Him.
You know, I think about what you're saying as far as, you know, God takes up residence. And so often it's like we just skip over that. We're like, all right, yep, God is in me. Yes, God is mm-hmm. in us. And it's just like, you know, I've heard it said before. It's like when you really just kind of take a moment to think about that, and you think about the Trinity, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and you think about Revelation 4 and the bigness of God and just the splendor and the awesomeness and just, you know, He's indescribable how awesome He is, and He's in you.
Right.
And your body doesn't explode.
Right.
You know, and it's just like how God has made our bodies to be able to inhabit, or he inhabits us, and it's like we're able to house that. And it's just like, and how masterful God created us. It's like, really take the time to think about that, that you're walking with God.
Yeah. And really the amazing thing for the believer, what should cause us to realize, man, this is the most amazing life that we could ever live right now on earth. I mean, heaven's going to be amazing, right? But mm-hmm. right now, this is the life that we have, is that we can walk in oneness, in union, and that we could actually exchange our thoughts, our plans for, I don't know, God's thoughts, God's plan. It's mm-hmm. like we're not our own. Every day is an adventure, because every day we can tune ourselves to the union that we have with Him and say, God, what do you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how are we going to do this? What do you want to do? We have a greater purpose in life. And Paul calls this a mystery. And, you know, we shared this on a previous program about Dutch Sheets. Dutch Sheets shared a word called seeds for becoming who you are. And I thought about this as I was, you know, preparing. And I thought about, you know, he underscores that, he says oftentimes that when we hear teachings about a certain revelation or experience in God that someone's had, we're hearing the fruit of what they experienced. That's the fruit of it. But we receive it in a seed form. And so sometimes we're frustrated with, well, how come I'm still struggling with this, or I don't have this revelation yet, or I have not? Because although someone is sharing it from a fruit standpoint, they've got it, you're getting it as a seed form, and that seed form has to be cultivated so that you can begin to actually have that fruit in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, oftentimes what we're getting is a seed form of understanding Christ in us. And the more that we meditate and ask God to reveal that to us and grow in that, that becomes the fruit of our life. Because when we walk in this, you know, like, for instance, we ever heard it said for quite a while now, you know, WWJD, what would Jesus do, right? Mm-hmm. Well, when I think about what would Jesus do, I think about a Jesus in past tense. I think about, okay, what did Jesus do in the Bible, right? What did he do then? As if Jesus is not doing something today.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to think of, instead of what would Jesus do, I like to think of what will you, what will I allow Jesus to do today?
Mm-hmm.
Because he wants to act, he wants to touch, he wants to minister to people every day. And so, you know, when we abide, do we, you know, close up our Bible, put it down in the morning, get off to work and, you know, leave Jesus there? Do you bring the Lord with you? Do you go along with him and live life and say, okay, Jesus, what do you want to do? And I think that's oftentimes, if we don't have an awareness that there's a oneness there, there's desire for unity, for us to be united with him, it's not even going to cross our mind that he actually wants to say something to the lady at the checkout stand. It's not even going to cross our mind that as we're pulling out and we see our neighbor, that maybe God may want to encourage that our neighbor in some way. Isn't that why? Because we have the things of man in our mind, not the things of God. And when we walk around with a God consciousness, because we're, you know, if you don't have a God consciousness, what you have is a self-consciousness. And that's the thing you battle with, is constantly you are always on your mind. And let me tell you something, what's very liberating from you always being on your mind is to put God on your mind. Now, Isaiah says he will keep in perfect peace his mind, the guy who puts his mind steadfast on God. Put your mind and your focus on the Lord. You know, oftentimes people pray and they ask what, you know, is on their heart. But do we ever commune with God and talk to him about, God, what is on your heart today? What is on in your heart? Because God has real emotions. He has real feelings. What's on in your heart? And listen. And we'll begin to see that, you know what? God, people are always on his heart. Mm-hmm. There's 7 billion people on the face of this world. And believe it or not, there's someone out there today that's probably going through a more difficult situation than you are. There's someone that's probably suffering more, who is going through a tremendous trial, or is totally away from God and they need to know him. And since God is love and he loves everybody and he wishes that none would perish, and if we're a believer, right, you know Jesus Christ, you are his ambassador, his representation to others, I think he wants to use us, right? He doesn't have a plan B.
Right. That's true. Right?
We're supposed to be united with him. We're supposed to do this together. And I think about, wow, what an awesome privilege that we get to be united with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just simply the fact of just, you know, that really wrecks your thought when you're thinking the fact that God doesn't have a plan B. It's like, this is it.
We are the plan.
We are it, you know, and I think about it, you know, it's before what you're saying is, it's like when Jesus walked with his disciples after 3 years, that thought of just saying, all right, you guys got it. And it's just like, God entrusts us, knowing the fact that if we'll entrust ourselves to him, if we'll walk in that oneness and we'll trust the Holy Spirit, it's just like the amazing things that we can do if we can just say, okay, God, let's do this. I think about the movie that we had talked about before, The Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the specific actor or actress or music artist, but she says a profound quote, and I'll have this related, but she says, what if we as the church said, okay, God, no more rules, no more boxes, no more limitations. Let's just do this. And she says, it's scary. Yeah, it is. What might happen? But I truly believe that's how we were designed to be. Imagine if we just said, okay, God, let's do this. No limitations. No more mental, well, I don't know how. Just say, God said it. Let's do it.
Yeah. You hear all these challenges that people do on social media now. You have this challenge and that. Here's a challenge for you. Here's a challenge. You ready for a challenge? Here's a challenge. Don't think about yourself for 24 hours. Not one time. And just think about God. Think about what's on his heart. Just God. 24 hours. And ask him, God, what are you saying? What do you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
You'll be amazed at the adventure. This is the most exciting life you could possibly live if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because every day, think about it, every day is an amazing adventure. Mm-hmm. Every day. Who's going to love them?
Mm-hmm.
We get a chance to have compassion like he's had compassion.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to see people with his eyes, not with our eyes. And if you look at people with your eyes, what are you going to do? You're going to judge them.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to criticize them. Why? But if we look at them with the eyes of Christ, right? If we really truly see their condition and see their behavior, look past people's behavior and look at maybe the why of what they're doing. And allow God to move with his compassion, to give you compassion. Believe me, you'll start reaching out, and it's the most fulfilling thing that you'll ever do, because you'll start realizing that, my goodness, God is into this. God is into people, and he's into, you know, us moving and partnering with him. And so, you know, life no longer becomes about us. It becomes about, you know, me and the Father, me and God.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Jesus found the satisfaction. Listen, Jesus' own life was always about being one with the Father. He lived to please the Father. Mm-hmm. He said he didn't do anything that he didn't see his Father doing. And in John 17, this is what he says his prayer is. He says, my prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them will be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. Because we're talking about, well, how does that oneness look like? Look at the relationship that Jesus had with the Father. There was no doubt that they were not one. He was completely united with the Father. And he goes on to, the scriptures go on to say, may they also be in us so that the world may believe that you've sent me. Verse 22, I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I and them, and you and me. And may they be brought into complete unity. I and them, and you and me, and us together with God. My goodness, how amazing is that?
You know, I think about that, and it's just like, when you talk about that, and it's just like, if I'm not mistaken, I have that specific scripture. He's basically, it's like the braids of love. Jesus is in God. God's in Jesus. And we're in them.
Yeah.
And that's his desire. And you think about it, and it's just like that weaving of just like that constant back and forth. It's just like, God, you're in me. I'm with you. And my desire is they would be in us as we're together. And it's just like that braiding of love just coming together constant. Yeah. And it's just like, that's that desire that God wants for us. It's like every day, you know, it's just like, I think about that, and it's like how a baker kneads dough together. And it's just like, we're becoming more and more like him,
yeah,
like Christ,
wow,
like the Father.
Yeah, and a cord of three strands is not easily broken.
Yes.
And so it's a cord, it's a rope that's tight, because we're interwoven together with the heart of God.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. The highest purpose for man, because people are always looking for their purpose in life. You know, what am I supposed to do with my life? And what am I? Listen, your highest purpose is to love God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, with all of your strength. And when you connect God, when you have that revelation, Christ in you, the hope of glory, then everything that you do becomes a fragrant offering to him, because you start realizing, man, this is not about me. This is not about what I'm going through. This is not about life. This is not, you know. And at a certain point, hopefully you start thinking about, like, how many vacations do I really need? You know what I'm saying? Like, how many to really start? Because, I mean, we all have had the experience. You know, the car is only new for the first week. I mean, that's it. Yeah. I mean, the new smell goes away immediately.
And then you're looking for the next one.
Yeah, but then you have a payment. So, then, hey, you know what I mean? But, you know, it only lasts for a brief moment. And then it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like everything else. We were meant to live so much beyond that, and to walk in the fullness of walking with his heart and walking with his mind, and to be interwoven with his ways, and to see what are the deepest things on his heart. And I have found, you know, in my experiences, that the deepest things of God's heart, the things that are on his heart, are people. All the time is his heart for people. And to know that we can partner with him, that we can be one, and that we can touch people on his behalf, that he can move through us to reach people. It just, totally amazing. I want to encourage you today that if you're a believer and you just heard this maybe for the first time, or you just, this has reminded you, you have a greater purpose in life that you don't, maybe you thought that maybe, oh, my life is meaningless because maybe I'm not a preacher, or, you know, I'm not a missionary, or maybe I'm not a Bible translator, but, you know, I'm just whatever. No, listen, you're a son, you're a daughter of God. And that every day God has you strategically at that place of employment, at that school, at that neighborhood, in that local community. Why? So that you can be his representation. So that he, you and him, you guys can be united, and that he can flow through you. You have a wonderful purpose. You're an ambassador of God. And I want to encourage you today, raise your level of thinking and believing and living, because life is but a vapor. Listen, once it's all over with, we're going to go back and say, oh man, should I have done that? What, missed opportunity here, missed opportunity there. You could avoid tomorrow's regrets today by keeping your mind focused on him and truly seeking after the revelation of this oneness with God, and how your life, your one life, can bring him glory.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.